The candidates running for Baltimore County Executive debated for the first time yesterday, and they differed over whether to provide universal pre-K and free community college tuition. WYPR's John Lee reports how they answered those questions crystallizes how they are running their campaigns.
The first debate took place on the Catonsville campus of the Community College of Baltimore County, but only a handful of students showed up. Peggy Moretis, a pre-law student, came clean as to why she was there.
Because my teacher had an extra credit thing going on if we came here, honestly.
Alex Lesner, who's studying geology and astronomy, is 18, voting for the first time, and he says he's undecided.
But I want to hear what they consider the issues to be.
And it was a scattershot of issues that Republican Al Redmer and Democrat Johnny Oshevsky fielded during the debate. When asked about whether the county should offer voluntary universal pre-K for students, Oshevsky says he's all in.
There's nothing better that we can spend our resources on than giving our kids the best start possible.
Redmer countered, while everyone likes the idea of universal pre-K, it's a question of what the county can afford.
I don't believe we've got the money. We don't have the borrowing capacity, nor do we have the... We've got trailers now. I don't believe we've got the space to put them in.
Redmer says the same goes for free tuition to attend community college.
As usual, I have to be Scrooge to Santa Claus over here.
The county's College Promise program provides financial help to students who qualify so their tuition and fees are covered. The county has funded the program for now, and Oshevsky says it should be continued. Oshevsky says community college graduates remain in the county, get better jobs, buy homes, and pay more in taxes.
It is the investment that makes not only us more attractive to employers and to the business community, because we have a well-educated workforce, but it's an investment in our people that actually has a return on investment in a very quick way, because those people stay here and they make more money.
Much like universal pre-K, Redmer says, who doesn't like community college? However,
before we go expanding and spending new money on new things, we should be focusing on the blocking and tackling of government.
Such as making sure students in high school are getting properly prepared for a college or job. And this is a fundamental difference between the two candidates. Redmer says he wants to first put together a 10-year plan, creating a laundry list of needs throughout the county.
So that hopefully we can get our arms around where we are. We can do what we're supposed to do before we launch into the bold vision for the future.
Oshevsky, on the other hand, talks about the urgency of now.
What you won't get from me in this race, what you won't get from me as county executive is elect me and then I'll tell you what my plan is. I'm telling you right now what I will do as county executive, because that's what voters should demand.
Now back to Lesner, the undecided student voting in his first election. After hearing the candidates' debate, he believes education will be the big issue in the campaign.
It's going to be about probably your school budgets and universal pre-K.
And being that he's a student, Lesner says he has some more research to do before he decides who gets his vote. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WIPR.